You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which gives you a glimpse of all that happened yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today. Today is, of course, the beginning of a new month, but the end of an old week. All that happened on expiry day of the February series and all that we can look forward to over the course of this day is what I bring to you on this morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, yesterday was a rather volatile day for the Indian markets as both the Sensex and Nifty swung in both directions and closed below their respective support levels. The S&P BSE Sensex gave up the 36,000 mark, while the Nifty 50 closed below the 10,800 mark towards the close of the trade. The Nifty 50 index closed 0.35% lower in February series, with rollovers seen at 60%. The Nifty future three-month average rollover stands at 68%, according to data. The good news is that foreign institutional investors, that is FII's net cash flow remained positive for February, which was negative in 7 out of the last 12 months. As we move into March series today, Indo-Pak tension is likely to keep the market volatile. Indian markets started the day yesterday on a positive note, despite negative global cues, but shed most of its gains in the last hour of the trading session. The final tally on the Lal Street read like this. The S&P BSE Sensex closed 37.99 points lower at 35,867, while the Nifty 50 ended at 10,792. That was down 14 points. The rupee recovered by 52 paise to close at 70.72 against the American dollar on Thursday, as investors wagered on de-escalation of tensions between India and Pakistan. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 3,210 crore rupees compared to DIIs, which were net sellers to the tune of 5,240 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Every morning, I bring to you a piece of big news. And what is it going to be today? Well, it's about the Indian economy. The Indian economy grew 6.6% in the October to December period. Data released by the Central Statistics Office on the 28th of February, that is yesterday, showed. The moderation is in line with an expected slowdown in the second half of the financial year. The CSO said, and I quote, GDP growth rates for quarter one and quarter two of 2018-2019 at constant prices were 8 and 7% respectively, unquote. According to the statement, GDP growth during 2018-2019 is estimated at 7% as compared to 7.2% in 2017-2018. Very quickly, let's take a look at what we can expect from the markets today, which means it's time to look at the view that is called technical. Nifty has formed a bearish belt hold kind of pattern on the daily charts. India VIX, or the volatility index, the Lal Street's panic button, fell by 3.29% to 18.27 levels. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today. Listen up: 10,784, 10,865, and 11,930. Then we have maximum call OI placed at 11,000, followed by 10,900. Maximum put OI at 10,600, followed by 10,700. And finally, to reward you for your patience of listening to whatever else that you might not have wanted to listen to, we always do the good thing by do the right thing, considering Spike Lee and all, to give you some advice that I know you wanted to listen to. We spoke to ICICIdirect.com, and this is what they have to recommend about some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls today. Tata Steel has a buy call. Last trading price of 507 rupees. Target 560 rupees, 560. Stop loss placed at 468 rupees for an upside of 11%. And this is valid for a time frame of 6 months. Then we have Burger Pains that has a buy call as well. LTP of 299 rupees, target 327 rupees. Stop loss 284 rupees for an upside of 9%, and this is for a time frame of 1 month. So Tata Steel has a buy call and Burger Pains has a buy call as well. Well, that's pretty much everything you needed to know before going into trade this morning. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, in addition to the many multitudes of podcasts that are already available for you to consume from whatever platform it is that you consume your podcast from. Until the next time you hear from me, wherever that might be, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.